Today's daf is daf Nun Dalet, and we are in the middle of the big machloket over here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Let's just review once again. This all started off basically in the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, there were two elements. What the halacha would be of someone who used Ma'aser Sheni to be Mekadesh and Isha, and what the halacha would be of someone who used Hekdesh to be Mekadesh and Isha. Now, when it came to Hekdesh, what we found was that if you were Mekadesh Behekdesh, according to Rabbi Meir, B'mezid, it would be a good Kedushin, not B'shogeg, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, B'shogeg, it would be a good Kedushin, and not B'mezid. Now, we do know that according to Rabbi Meir, Hekdesh would be Mitchalel, technically speaking, in any way. In other words, whether you do it B'shogeg or you do it B'mezid is irrelevant. And therefore, we're troubled by what the Mishnah says, because the Mishnah is saying that, according to Rabbi Meir, b'shogeg lo kiddush. According to Rabbi Yehuda, hekdesh is only mitchalel b'shogeg for a very simple reason: the din of meila as a korban is only b'shogeg. And it says v'chata b'shkaga mikotchei Hashem. It says beferish in the pasuk v'chata b'shkaga. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what that means is not only that the korban is only a chiyuv b'shkaga, but that the fact of me'ila is only possible b'shkaga. So in other words, if you attempt consciously to remove something from hekdesh, hekdesh asserts itself over your attempt. Masha'in kein, if accidentally money was moved out of hekdesh for some other purpose, so then the money would be mitchalel. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense to say that b'shogeg kiddush b'mezid lo kiddush. According to Rabbi Meir, it did not seem to make any sense. And therefore, yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan came up with an explanation. And his explanation was that the truth is, technically speaking, it would have been mitchalel. The only thing is that since when the money is handed over b'shkaga, nobody knew about it by definition of shkaga, then the truth is, the woman for sure would not be interested in being an agent of chilul of hekdesh for the start of her marriage. That's crazy. Why would I take hekdesh from her? Had I known, I never would have said I don't want to be mekudeshet. Give me money that's your own. And therefore, it could be maybe even the man, that was a machlokas baby. Even he wouldn't be nech if he would have realized it was hekdesh. But the bottom line is, the only reason it's not considered to be a good kedushin is because we made a mistake and we would never have wanted it that way. That's all. But technically speaking, you could have a me'ila b'shogeg too. Then what happened was, we went further along the lines and we said, well, let me ask you something. What would be the din of the korban, the chiyav of me'ila, if there was no kedushin? So Rabbi Chista said, well, that's crazy. If there's no kedushin, obviously you weren't mechalel the money. Why would there be a kedushin? Okay. Now let me ask you another question. If I went to buy a field with this money, and not to be mekadesh and isha, I did a b'shogeg, would you say the same thing, that nobody would have wanted the money to? Yes, it would have said the same thing. Okay. So what did that boil down to? There is no such thing as a korban me'ila b'shigegas me'ila. What do you mean? The whole din of a korban me'ila is b'shogeg. So what we came to understand, that that must mean that the shita of Rabbi Yochanan here, at least the way Rabbi Chista and Ula were going to explain it, is that the only time that we say me'ila behegdish b'shogeg is where you were nenem in a hegdish. So let's say you ate up some hegdish. You ate up hegdish, so then you were mayo. You didn't know about it. That's me'ila b'shogeg, and there you are. But if you use the money to attempt to do a transaction, since by definition the transaction will be bought because it's a mekach tohut, because nobody wants it, there can't be me'ila on money, b'shogeg. This is the way Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chista's further exposition would work out on Libet Rabbi Meir.
From
Mezid, that's fine. There's me'ila. Rabbi Meir learns out from Umal Amal. So he says that that double lotion is afilu b'mezid. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn that. Okay. Rav yesterday, and this is the last thing that we learned yesterday, I was on the top of the daf, Rav says that's not true. The reason I say it's not true is because I have looked at dozens of places where Rabbi Meir is brought. I've not found one indication where anywhere in the Tosefta and the Mishnah and the Mechilta, never, where Rabbi Meir makes a distinction between Shogeg and Mezid in terms of money and Hekdesh. And I find that it's extremely unlikely that this would be a klal in Rabbi Meir, and we would never have found it. I mean, it's such a striking thing. Therefore, I have another explanation. I don't agree with Rabbi Yochanan. What I think is happening over here is that the Mishnah is referring to a case where indeed there is a problem b'shogeg because of the type of hegdish it is. And there's a type of hegdish which there is no me'ila on b'shogeg by definition. What would that be? The case that I think, we're going to see there's more examples, but the case that I think we're talking about would be, for instance, a Kohen uses his shirt, which was given to him to do the Avodah, and he gives it to a woman, to be a Bekadish woman. You know, it happens to be the Kohen's name is John Lennon. I mean, this shirt was worth an awful lot. And, but Lamaisa, so he wants to be Bekadish the issue with this shirt. So since the Kohen is allowed to wear the shirt, and we also recognize that a Kohen can't possibly strip bare at the moment that he finishes doing the Avodah. It's going to take him some time to get to his locker and change. So that must mean that the Torah is allowing him to keep his clothes on, right? Okay, so what does that mean? The way the Gemara puts it is, Lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharet. The Torah was given to human beings, but human beings can't act instantly. It's the moment I finish my Avodah, now I have to take off my clothes. Memele must be that in the very fact that the Torah gives you these uniforms to wear, means you have a right to use them, even though they're Hagdash. In which case, if you gave them to a woman, that's what Rabbi Meir is saying. There is no Me'ila. Since there is no Me'ila, if you don't know about it, so since there is no Me'ila, if you don't know about it, it wasn't Yotzei L'chulin. If it wasn't Yotzei L'chulin, it's not your own money. So how could be Mekadesh and Isha with money that isn't yours? And that's the underlying explanation of Rabbi Meir. But it's not because every transaction with Moshe Hekdesh is bought to Levavoto because we wouldn't have wanted it. Because that type of idea would have shown up elsewhere. And it doesn't show up. So this was a fundamental argument that we had in Rabbi Meir's approach to the sugya of Me'ila B'Shogeg between Rav, who says definitely you can be Moshe B'Shogeg, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, even on cash, and between Rabbi Yochanan, it says you cannot be Mo'al unless, of course, you actually were Nene directly from the Hekdesh. Now, today, we want to see if we can shake the opinions of Rav or Rabbi Yochanan from data that we have elsewhere about the sheet of Rabbi Meir. So let's take a look at today's Gemara, which begins Toshma. So we tried bringing a raya yesterday from the din of Kotnet Kuhuna. We obviously had no raya at all over there. So now there we are, seven lines down. Tashma, mo'alim b'charatin ve'in mo'alim ba'atikin. Now the halacha is that every year you give a machzis hashekel as a donation. That machzis hashekel is used to purchase korbanot tzibur, and therefore is standard hekdesh straight out. Now a guy who did not donate 1 year pays up the next year, besides the new year's shekel, he pays up the old shekel as well. And there used to be a separate container, a box, where you could deposit the money for your shekel, on which it said, Shiklin Atikin, old shekelim, meaning shekelim that come from the year before. And these were besides the boxes that said Shiklin Chadatin, or in Aramaic, which is what was spoken at the time, Taklin Chadatin, and Taklin Atikin. Fine. What's the din of the Taklin Atikin? Well, the new shekelim are put into a special chamber called the Lishka, and then 3 times a year the Kohen would go in, take money out from that as needed to buy the Korbanot Tzibur starting on Nisan from the new shekelim, and whatever would be left over, depending on the income, was called Shiarei HaLishka, the leftovers of the chamber. The leftovers of the chamber, anything that came in the year afterwards was added to the leftovers, was added to the Shiarei HaLishka. The Shiarei HaLishka was used to fund public works in Yerushalayim. So the chomot of Yerushalayim would be built with them, the towers, and so on and so forth. Okay. Now, obviously, we run into an issue over here because the same way that the Big Day Kahuna, there's no way to avoid being Moel, same thing is true of the walls of Yerushalayim. I mean, it's absurd to build the walls of a city with money of Hegdash, which people are going to be walking on, people are going to be leaning against, people are obviously going to be using the wall for everything the way they use today. How are they going to avoid being Moel? Must be that those walls are no different than the Big Day Kahuna. Lo nitna Torah l'malachei ha'sharet. And this particular usage of Hegdash is meant to be a public usage, and there's no din. The same way the Kohanim won't be Moel in their Big Day Kahuna, so too a Yisrael won't be Moel in using the wall around Yerushalayim. We're not going to have policemen sitting there saying, no, you can't lean against the wall. Careful, careful. Well, it's very sunny today. Don't walk here because the wall is shading you. No. In the sun, please. In the sun. I mean, that's crazy. This is what Raji says, by the way. There's a discussion of that because Labaisa Gemara says elsewhere, Rabbi Yochanan used to darshan in the shade of the Heichal. Right? Because he timed that there was no Mi'ila in just the agav use of the building to give you shade. So they ask on Rashi, why does it say a problem of the shade of the wall? Okay, but in any event, we have over here a fascinating case. Here's a laboratory case that tests the theory of whether Rabbi Meir would indeed hold that something that is unavoidable, there's no din of Mi'ila at all, right? So here's where it's a brilliant idea to ask Rabbi Meir from this case. So the deal is that those shkolim are added to the Yesharei Alishka, okay? And yet, Rabbi Meir says, Moalim af ba'atikim. You are moel in last year's money, even though that money is meant to be used for something that you should say, lo nitna Torah l'malachei ha'sharet. How can you be moel on that money when the purpose of that money was to build walls, which are anyway public usage walls? Aha! And yet Rabbi Meir says, you are moel! So therefore, you see, Rabbi Meir, moalim b'shiur ha'lishka, am I? According to you, Rav, why would a Rabbi Meir say you're moel b'shiur ha'lishka? We could say the same logic that we said about the Big Day Kahuna. Neima, let's say, quote, as you said yesterday, Ho'il v'nitnu le'anot l'fi shelo nitna Torah l'malachei ha'sharet, unquote. Is that what you said about the Big Day Kahuna? Well, certainly, the Chomat Ha'ir and the Migdoloteha, which come mishiarei alishka'atu, and they're certainly the same, I mean, they're unavoidable, Tetzlan Chomat Ha'ir u'migdoloteha v'chol tzorchei ha'ir, all of the public works in Yerushalayim, ba'im mishiarei alishka. Yes. Sure. Yerushalayim was Kodesh. Remember, Yerushalayim was used for Achil of Kachim Kalim. It was considered to be, this is Machane Yisrael. Is Yerushalayim? So Chomat Yerushalayim defined the extent of the Kedusha, which was Matar Achilas Kachim. Well, Yiriyah would be very happy, absolutely. No question about it. But don't think that they let you off on Arnona. I guarantee you, it'd be exactly the same. So, Lo Tema Rabbi Meir says, well, you're right. What Rav will have to say is that when it says Rabbi Meir Omer Moalim Batikim, that's a mistake. It was Rabbi Yehuda that was Omer Moalim Batikim, you see. Elaim Rabbi Yehuda. So he's the one that says, and that makes sense, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. We never said this, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. It said Alibid Rabbi Meir. I mean, after all, Rabbi Yehuda was arguing in our Mishnah, right? Okay. Toshma, let's see if we can shake you from somewhere else. The Tanya. Omer Rabbi Yishmol Barabbi Yitzchak, Avnei Yerushalayim Shenashru, Moalim Behem. Let's see if some walls, some stones that fall out of the walls, which of course, I mean, we have all over the place, all the buildings around the walls are built with stones that at one point or another were embedded in the walls. I mean, that's why we keep finding all these archaeological finds, right? So people use the stones for building a home. So then they're using Hegdash. So, Moalim Behem, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, how do you explain that? How can you say Divrei Rabbi Meir if we just said that the stones and the walls are not really shayach to Me'ilah. Now, here it's a little bit of a problem, because remember that according to Rabbi Meir, you can be Me'il B'mezid. So couldn't you be Me'il B'mezid, just like you'd be Me'il B'mezid on the Big Day Kahuna? That was the case in the Mishnah. So maybe it's talking about over here that they knew that these were stones of Yerushalayim. They built them into their house on purpose. So remote see the stone from Hekdesh. Why not? So the Marsha says, because whenever you use stam, the word Me'ilah, you mean that it's shayach to a carbon Me'ilah, which includes Shogeg. In other words, even if you hold Me'ilah per se is possible, B'mezid, but it's still, you wouldn't say stam Me'ilah being B'mezid and not B'shogeg, because the main chiyuv of Me'ilah are B'shogeg, the additional fine, the 25% fine, which we call chomesh, which is 20%, but that's because in the total it's 20%, or the carbon of the asham. So undoubtedly it means over here B'shogeg as well. That's the Marsha's answer. The Tosfos Rit says something else, very interesting. He says that the Big Day Kahuna, Lechatchila, are not meant for anything but the Aveda. So if it takes you a little bit too long or accidentally and so on and so forth, okay, that's all by accident. But if you do it on purpose, then you could take it. But the Migdal and the Choma was given to you to use on purpose. So it was given to you to use on purpose. That means there wouldn't be Me'il and B'mezid either. Okay. Fine. In any event, this appears to run counter to what we just said. Oh, says the Gemara, we'll say the same thing over here. Lo temer Rabbi Meir elayim Rabbi Yehuda. So that the actual stone, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Kodesh. And since according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can be Me'il in this fashion, he doesn't hold up the thing about Lo nit netor l'malach hasher, he wouldn't have argued in our Mishnah. So it's going only by Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, no, this is, I knew you were going to say that. But it doesn't work only by Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the actual physical stones of Yerushalayim have no Kedusha. There they go. Speaking of the physical stones of Yerushalayim. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear them in the background. Those are the Mamakri Asheris sawing the stones. Oh my gosh. No, we have a story in the Medrash where the Malach HaShoreis was Idmelu. It looked like people from Thailand that were, but I mean, we know it wasn't, couldn't have been people from Thailand. What would they be doing here? It must be the Malach HaShoreis. Okay, so says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say that you'd be Me'il in the stones of Yerushalayim. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim does not have Kedusha. Yerushalayim Mimakacha. It's amazing where we're able to bring the riot from. How do I know that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim doesn't have Kedusha? Because back in the Dorim, remember the Mishnah says that if somebody uses a kinui for Hekdesh, so he says, this piece of bread should be like to me like Ke'imra, Kedirim, Ke'etzim, Ke'ishim, Ke'echal, Ke'mizbeach, Yerushalayim. He uses various words which are references to the Korbanot, or references to Kedusha, so Ki'imra means it should be like the tzon, or it should be like the barns of the tzon, or like the wood that's put on the Gizrei Yitzim on the Mizbeach, or like the sacrifices, or like the Heichal itself for the Mizbeach or Yerushalayim. All of these are considered to be Kinuyim for Nedorim. Ah, but says Rabbi Yehuda, nah! Yerushalayim? If you say Yerushalayim, lo amar klum, because Yerushalayim is not Kodesh. So now how, if Yerushalayim is not Kodesh, the Gabi Nedorim, so how are the walls of Yerushalayim, a stone from the wall of Yerushalayim is considered to be Kodesh, these are going to be Me'ilah. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda's, it's got to be Rabbi Meir, but if it's Rabbi Meir, then it's showing us that we don't hold a Rav Svarv on the third of Malach HaShoreis, only by Rabbi Meir, which leaves us with only one option, and that is that the way to understand Rabbi Meir was only by Rabbi Yochanan, that the only reason that it's not considered to be Kedusha is not because the Mos didn't go out from Kodesh to Chulin and therefore they don't belong to you, but rather because had I known, I never would have wanted to use this money anyway. Or the woman would say, I never would have wanted to be Mekabel Kedusha from Kesef of Kodesh. Uh-huh. Ooh, this is tough. This is tough. Now, I know what you're going to try to tell me. Vechite, you're going to try to tell me that he didn't mean that Yerushalayim isn't Kodesh. He just meant to say that if you say Yerushalayim, so what are you saying? You're saying, what? Oh, Jerusalem. I mean, you're not saying it should be like Jerusalem. Yerushalayim is Kodesh. But, you know, people will use as an exclamatory statement, oh, Jerusalem. That's all it means. So you were like saying, it's like you would use an expletive, Lahavdil, right? But you're just saying something that's exclamatory. So Mechitem, you'll try to tell me Mishum Dolomar Ki Yerushalayim. You didn't say, I want this piece of bread to be usher on me like Yerushalayim. Excuse me, but there's a brayta that says Beferish. Vatanya Rabbi Yonomer Kolomer Ki Yerushalayim Lomar Klum. That even if you compared what it is that you're making the netter on to Yerushalayim, you're not saying anything. Achi Yidor B'davar HaKarev Yerushalayim. It's only considered to be a neder if it refers to one of the things that is used by Agdash in Yerushalayim, but not Yerushalayim per se. So how can you say that Al Libet Rabbi Yehuda, the actual walls, the stones of the walls of Yerushalayim, would be Kodesh to be Mechayiv Mi'ila? Says the Gemara, well, yeah, I mean, that's true, but Trei Tanoi Nino Al Libet Rabbi Yehuda. There are two. There is a man, the Omer, who holds Al Libet Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim is actual Kodesh. In which case, if you would use the stones of the wall, you would be male. And there's another Tana that says otherwise. Okay. Omar Ula says, look, I don't like this business about Rav. It's very artificial. This thing about Lonid the Torah Malach sure isn't Mishnah's talking about here in this Trei Tanai Lubit was with Rebiuda was I say the original approach, Rabbi Yochanan, that's correct. And in fact, I want you to know that Bar Poda is known to have said that Omer Hayarabi Meir Hegdish B'mezid Mitchalel B'shogeg Ein Mitchalel. Exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says. There is a Kabbalah that Rabbi Meir used to say. Rabbi Bar Poda said this, that Rabbi Meir used to say that Hegdish is not Mitchalel B'shogeg. Why? Because of the problem of it's always being a mekach ta'ut. V'lo amru b'shogeg mitchalel. Yes, it's true that all over we talk about, obviously it's a ferish aposik, we bring me'ilah v'chata b'shkagah. I mean, but that's talking about le'inyin korban. That's only as far as bringing a korban is concerned. Well, what are you talking about? If there's no chilah, how do you bring a korban? What? V'chimiyakad ein mitchalel, why are you bringing the korban? You're obviously misquoting Bar Poda. Elokiyata Ravin, when Ravin came, he was Mefarish Mishmeda Bar Poda. This is what Rabbi Meir said. Omer Hayah Rabbi Meir, Hegdish B'mezid Mitchalel B'shogeg Ein Mitchalel, V'lo Amru B'shogeg Mitchalel Elo Le'inyan Achila Bilva. Where you are Nene from Hegdish, fine, but where you use the money of Hegdish to buy something, the sale was a mistake, and therefore the money was never removed from Hegdish, and therefore you never did an act of Milah, so that you brought it completely. And by extension to our case, we use money of Hegdish to buy a woman, so the whole thing is batal and avotal, it's not good, and that explains the what Rabbi Meir is saying. There's no Milah, it's not your money, there never was Kedusha, never been wanted to make Kedusha, so everything is fine. By the way, there is a machlokas rishonim about whether when we say achila, does it mean necessarily using up, or does it mean using? Because you've got a real problem with the previous case, which was the money of the Elishka, the Atikin. Because according to the way, remember, we're not going to change Rabbi Yehuda into Rabbi Meir. The only reason we did that was for Rav. I mean, now that he's telling me it's Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so now explain to me, so how does Rabbi Yochanan understand Rabbi Meir saying that you're going to be mail on the money? Because the shkolim are money, right? I mean, according to him, if you use the money and it was a mistake, it wouldn't be mail. The only case would be, as Tosis points out, is you used the shkalim for mishkalim. Remember, a shekel is a weight. So every shekel had a particular weight. So you took a shekel out of Trumat HaLishka, put it on a scale to weigh some ingredients against it. So then you'd be nene. But the problem is, you wouldn't be using it up because you'd put that coin right back in. So you didn't use the coin. You weren't nene in a way that damaged anything. So is nene dafka like achila, which is called hana'ashel kilui, consumer hana'ah, specifically, as opposed to hana'ah that's not by a consumer. Okay, that's a big machlokes. I mean, over here, the case that we're bringing is dafka consumers hana'ah. According to Tosis Reed, that's true. It's only hana'ah shel kilui, which is another girus in Rashi over here, by the way. We just have hana'ah, but there's a girus in Rashi that reads hana'ah shel kilui, kol hana'ah shel kilui. Obviously, when it says achila, it doesn't mean literally eating. Eating means consuming, yeah. So in other words, certainly if you lit a lamp with oil of Hegdesh or something like that, or you rub the oil into your skin, and there's anything that would use something up.
Whether it has to be used up.
Right, exactly. Is it kilui or is it just hana'ah? Right, which, I mean, brings us back to the issue of the wall again also, because, man, what's the hana'ah kilui?
But
leaning
on an animal, will that be that
That's mishtamish. It's an iser to be mishtamish with hegdish, but that's a question. Well, that's the machlokas rishonim. It's the whether hana'ah per se is mechayev you, or only hana'ah that causes some weakening. Over there, we say maybe it's makrish the animal, but certainly leaning on the wall wouldn't be a makrish. Okay. Anyway, that concludes the discussion of the possibilities in Rebbe Meir in the Mishnah machlokas Rebbe Yochanan and Rav. But you will recall that Rabbi Yochanan also gave the explanation for the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Meir when it came to Maaser Sheni. Now, Rabbi Meir's sheet in Maaser Sheni is that he learns that Maaser Sheni is compared to Kodesh. And that just like Kodesh is Momon Gavoh, it's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. So too, this is Kodesh, and we learn it out from Hegdesh. It's not yours. And therefore, if you use money that isn't yours to be Mekadosh and Isha, obviously you can't be Mekadosh and Isha, because it's Mamon Gavoa. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mamon Hevya. So why then does Rabbi Yehuda say B'shogeg, it would not be a good Kedushin? And that's just because with a woman it says, why in the world should I be hassled to go up to Yerushalayim to be Nana for something, or I got to pay for it? Or there was the other sheet that maybe the man himself says, I'm not going to give her a chance to throw this at me for the rest of her life, that I gave her something that caused her to get mugged. So therefore, he wouldn't have wanted it either. Okay. But whatever the case is, we now know that there is another logistical machlokas, legabe, the dinim of Maaser Sheni. So now the Gemara is coming to actually paskin. Says the Gemara, Omer of Nachman, Omer of Adabarava, when it comes to the question of Maaser, the halacha is Karabi Meir. And that Maaser does not belong to you, Maaser Sheni. Why? Because Hoyel v'satam lan tanaka vatei, I'm going to show you that there's a Stam Mishnah that takes for granted Rabbi Meir's approach to Maaser, which is always an indication that that's the normative halacha, because the Mishnah is presented as if this is something that nobody would argue about, even though people obviously do. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Hegdesh, and I say too, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda b'Hegdesh, that Hegdesh is mitchalel, only b'shogeg, and not b'mezid, as it says, v'chata b'shkaga, for the same reason, because we find other places, mishnayot, where however satam lantana kavatei. Now let me show you which mishnayot I'm referring to. K'Rabbi Meir b'maaser mahi, what was the reference to a tana, a stamish like Rabbi Meir? It's not. Kerem Ravoi. Now a Kerem Ravoi is an extension, fascinatingly enough, of the Din of Maaser. What a Kerem Ravoi is the fourth year produce. So Orla for 3 years is Aser. In the fourth year, the Torah says, Kodesh Yilulim LaHashem, and that means that you have to treat it like Maaser Sheni, which is also called Kodesh. And it's brought to Yerushalayim, and it's eaten in Yerushalayim. You could be poda, the whole thing, basically. Yeah. So it has a level of Kedusha in it, and you thank the good Lord for the payout. Okay. So now, what's the halacha over there? So Beit Shammai says, look, if you as the owner want to be poda this thing, there's no din of chomesh, which is adding the additional percentage that an owner adds. So it's not like Maaser Sheni. And it also does not have any Bi'ur. Remember that Bi'ur means on Metzoy, the third year, there's a cycle. We have a 7-year cycle of Trumot to Maaserot. And the 7-year cycle is 2 years Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, 1 year, the third year, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Then another 2 years, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Year six, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Year seven, Shemitah, and then starts again the cycle. Now, after every full 3 year cycle between the Maaser Ani and the Maaser Sheni, so the Torah says you have to be Mivaer. And that's where we say the Vidui Maaser. You have to get everything out of your house, make sure you got all your trumas given, can't keep it around, all your mice are given, and so on. What's the din of Netar Avoy? Says Beit Shammai, there's no din of Biur of Netar when it comes to Netar Avoy. It is not similar to Maaser. It's a subcategory of Orla. What the heck does Orla have to do with gifts? Orla's not a gift. Orla's an Isser. So the Torah says, well, the fourth year, it's not quite Orla, but it's not quite yours. That has nothing to do with Maaser. And therefore, there's no din of Biur, and there's no din of being poted with a chomesh, and so on. Whereas Beit Hillel Omrim, Yeshlo. Because as we'll see later on, he learns out the din of Netar Avoy, or Kerem Avoy, from the din of Maaser Sheni. Furthermore, Beit Shammai Omrim, Yeshlo Peret, V'yeshlo Ololot. In this vineyard, since you will be eating the Perot of this vineyard, the Aniyim can come, and they can take the matanot that go to the Aniyim. And the special matanot that go to Aniyim from a Kerem include also malformed grape, the vines, where the vines are not completely formed, where you have a single hanging, where you don't have a cluster that's properly formed with shoulders, or one above the other, and so on. Okay, that's complicated what defines, but in any event, what Beit Shammai is saying is, it's just like any other food that grows in your vineyard. Forget about the fact that it's fourth-year produce. And you have to give the matanot to the aniyim the way you always would. Whereas Beit Hillel, interestingly enough, says, no siri, kulo legat. The whole thing goes pouring into the wine vat. Enjoy. So now, okay, maybe you have to take it to Yerushalayim. You certainly don't have to give it away. Okay, now, why in the world would Beit Hillel say all these things? It's my time at Beit Hillel. So obviously, he is learning out Kodesh, Kodesh from Maaser, right? What he's saying is, look, it says, B'shana Revi'it Yekopio Kodesh Hiludin Lashem. When it comes to Maaser, we had before, Lashem, who Kodesh Lashem? We darshan that pasuk yesterday. So the language of Kodesh in both of these places tells us, Netar Avoy is like Maaser. Yeah, thanks. So what does that mean? Oh, what it's telling you is, that Ma Maaser Yeshlo Chomesh V'yeshlo Biur, Af Kerem Avoy Yeshlo Chomesh Yeshlo Biur. Okay? That's fine. Beit Shammai lo gamri kodesh kodesh b'maaser. Now, explain to me, when Beit Hillel said that it's like maaser, does he mean it's like maaser or leave it to Rabbi Meir? Does he mean it's like maaser or leave it to Rabbi Yehuda? Oh. So now, Beit Hillel and Rabbi Maaser, come on, Svirlo. I mean, if they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that maaser is considered to be your own money, why don't you have to give gifts to the aniyim? Why do they say it all goes into the wine vat? Squish those grapes well, honey babes. Why does he say that? If it's kul kulo legat, according to Rabbi Yudomer, Maman Aser had Yotu. He holds the moment belongs to you. And therefore, if I learn it out of Maaser Sheni, I should have to give it to the aniyim. Ella, he obviously is learning Karebi Meir. Now, a Mishnah that has Beit Hillel, assuming that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, is essentially a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, because we know it's a given that the halacha is like Beit Hillel, and whenever we have a Mishnah with Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, that's a Stam Mishnah. And therefore, having a Beit Hillel saying, well, obviously, if it's like Maaser, you're going to have to give Matanot, is saying that Maaser is regular money. There you go. Therefore, I say, clearly, the Mishnah is assuming halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Okay. Why do I say that there's a stam Mishnah k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Hegdash? Which is that? K'Rabbi Yehuda b'Hegdash mahi? That's not. Shilach b'yad pikech. You send money with an intelligent adult to a store. You are a gizbar who has money of Hegdash and you're rishus. Accidentally, you handed it over into the hand of the pikech. V'nizkar, now both you and the pikech remembered that this money belongs to Hegdash. Achi lo yigia itzachen vani, before you got to the store. And then, nonetheless, the money was given to the Chenveni, and now the Chenveni uses this money to pay a supplier. Who is the one who is moral? You who gave the money to the Chenveni, or the Chenveni who gave the money to the supplier? Chenveni ma'al. Why? Because the one who gave the money to the Chenveni was b'mezid. The Chenveni was b'shogeg. So what is this telling you? No me'ila b'mezid, only me'ila b'shogeg. Who's the man the Omer holds that? Rabbi Yehuda. So here's a Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda. So here it says, Chenveni ma'al l'kishiyotzi. Says the Gemara, now wait a minute here. You're starting to look at Stam Mishnahs. You're telling me I can't find a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Ha! Let me show you a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Maaser. Okay? Uch Rabbi Yehuda ma'aser milo tnan. How about this? V'atnan, here's a Stam Mishnah. Hapodeh ma'aser sheni shelo. Someone is taking off his ma'aser. She doesn't want to go to Yerushalayim. So he takes the Kedushin of ma'aser sheni v'tzarta b'kesev, and he puts it now into the value of money. And then at some future point, he'll go up to Yerushalayim and use the money to buy things, right? Now, the din over there is that if you are the owner, you have to be mosif alaf hamishito. And when we say you are the owner, we don't care if you are the owner because you raised this in your own farm, or whether somebody gave it to you. Somebody hands you over the maaser. That's what we think it means. Somebody hands you over his maaser sheni. So then you decide, well, I don't want to go up to Yerushalayim. So I'm going to be part of this. But since now it's yours, because he gave it to you.
You also have to be
Moses, because now you are the owner for all intents and purposes. So ownership is not defined by the actual raising of it, but rather by who is now the owner of the value of the Maaser Sheni. So it's Bein Mishalo, Bein Shenitan Lo Bebatana. Now I ask you.
If you can give it as a Matana.
Exactly. You're telling me Stam like Rabbi Meir. Money. Ilema Rabbi Meir. How can you give a gift of money that doesn't belong to you? According to Rabbi Meir, Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. So what do you mean you gave it to him as a gift? You're just a gunner. You can't give it as a gift. It doesn't belong to you. So Mimotzi Yoivle B'matana V'Omar Maaser Mamon Gavoa. I thought by definition you can't give it as a gift because it's the same as Hegdesh. El Alav Rabbi Yehuda. Ha ha. So, now you got two Stam Mishnahs. Now go tell me what we're going to do now. Says the Gemara, no, actually, it's going like Rabbi Meir. What makes you think that we're talking about a case over here where a guy handed over Maaser Sheni to somebody else? That's not the case. When it says, Ben Mishalo, Ben Shenitama, Babatana, it means whether you raised the produce yourself or whether somebody else gave you the produce. Doesn't mean you had already taken off the Trumot de Masrot. You gave him plain produce straight out of your field. Now it's up to him to take off Maaser. So he takes off Maaser. So now he's the owner. What's wrong with that? The only possible thing that's wrong with that is that there is a Mandi Omar, you will recall, who says that Matanot Shelo Hurmu Kamishu Hurmu Damya. And that the way we view Tevel is that Tevel contains within it the potential of its own Matanot. In which case, a portion of the Tevel won't belong to you because that's the Maaser Sheni. So then you're left with the same problem. Okay, fine. So this will be going, Kigon Diovna Lebetivle, and will be going according to the Mandi Omar, Kasava, Matanot Shalohurmu, Kami Shalohurmu Damin. It's so long as you haven't taken off the Matanot out of the Tevel, there's no dinim that reflect the presence of those matanot in the Tevel. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, this guy might just as well have raised this tfu on his own farm, because it's not a function of who raised it, it's a function who takes off the Trumot de Masrot.
Does that shita depend on whether or not you hold a prayer? Is that something else?
The Gemara relates it, but it doesn't necessarily have to be related to prayer. Toshma. Hapodeh neta ravai shelo. Mosif alav hamishito. Bein mishelo, bein shenitan lo matana. Okay, let me find you another mission, okay? Somebody is podeh neta ravai. He has to add 1/5, and this doesn't matter whether it's his or whether it was given to him. Now, I'm assuming that this has got to be Rabbi Yehuda, because, I mean, according to Rabbi Meir, Didn't we just learn out Kodesh Kodesh? I mean, the whole idea that you need to be Mosif Chomesh is only because Neter Avoy is assumed to be the equivalent of Maaser. Where else do you get an idea that you have to be Mosif Chamishito? But if you learn it as the din of Maaser Sheni, then you couldn't have given it to him. So you have the same problem. Wow. Now, Neter Avoy is not like Tevel. I mean, the whole thing is Neter Avoy. It's not you can give him a part and then he makes it Neter Avoy. Neter Avoy either is Neter Avoy or isn't Neter Avoy. So over there, we've got the same problem we had before. If it's going Alibi to Rabbi Meir, how did you give him Neter Avoy if Neter Avoy is the equivalent of Maaser Sheni? Now, how are you going to say you gave him Neter Avoy before it became Neter Avoy? That's not possible, is it? Says Gemara, yes, it is. But first, let me ask you the question. Money. I mean, I ask you, who is this going according to? Ilay Rabbi Meir, mi matzi yoyev lei b'matana. How could he give him Neter Avoy as a gift? I thought the whole point is, agamri kodesh kodesh v'maaser. We're learning the Neter Avoy out of maaser, which anyway is the only reason you'd be taking off the chomesh. Okay? El alav Rabbi Yehuda. No, there's a way to give Neter Avoy before it becomes Neter Avoy. How can you do that? When it's too immature to be called a fruit. And if the growth, the bud, is too immature to be called a fruit, then it's not included in the Torah's Isser of Pirio. It's not Pirio yet. And it's talking about over here, you gave him the fruit while it was still Simadar. And Simadar is the first stage after the fall of the flower. The moment the flower falls off and you're left with that tiny bud, which is called Simadar. So there's a machlokus, whether Simadar is a din of a pre, or it's still too immature to be called a pre. Vidalok Rabbi Yossi, and here we would be going not like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says, no, even Simadar is considered to be Orla and Neter Avoy, and it's included in Aralto et Pirio. You treat its pre, this is also a pre. So here, the point of this is that it's not Alibi de Rabbi Yossi, but it certainly can be Alibi de Rabbi Meir. And therefore, you have not found a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, I got another one for you. Tashma. Mashach Menu Maaser Besela. Now, this is a good one. I don't think you're going to be able to get out of this. It says over here like this. A guy is buying Maaser Sheni from somebody. He takes the Maaser in his hands and brings it with Meshicha to himself. So as he picks it up, now it becomes his, right? The deal was that he's paying him one Sela. Before he gets a chance to pay him, which is the thing that makes it non-Maaser now, before he gets a chance to pay him, it now, all of a sudden, like happened with rice a couple of months ago, all of a sudden the Sela worth is now worth two Sela, okay? So he speak livdoto acham abishtayim. Okay, so now, what do we treat this as? If we treat it as kodesh, then the din is that if you recall, kodesh is only nikna bekesef. It's not nikna with mishicha. If we treat it as a secular item, so then it's all the profit is yours because you bought it. By the time you bought it, it was already done. You owed one seller, not two sellers. And it says over here, notain sela, you only pay one sela, and you just made yourself a sela, mistaker besela, umaser sheni shalom. Now you keep the maser sheni, that's great. Now, excuse me, but how does this work? I mean, according to Rabbi Meir, why in the world would that extra sela be yours? Since according to him, the Maaser Sheni is treated as Hegdesh, and Hegdesh, it doesn't count that you picked it up. It only becomes yours when you pay. And over here, the time that you got to pay, it's worth double. Doesn't it say by Hegdesh v'natan et hakesev v'kamlo amar achmana? Did the Torah not say, give the money and then it's yours? El alav Rabbi Yehuda. There you go, buddy. So this is a stam mishnah leave Rabbi Yehuda, and I got you. You're saying Rabbi Nachman is saying halachas like Rabbi Meir because we find a stam mishnah like Rabbi Meir, and I'm bringing you a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, well, it's true that is a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, but I mean it's only one, you know, and we've got two. You do? Why do you have two? Because that mishnah that we spoke about before, about Karam Ravai, is said in two places. It's said in Masechet Maaser Sheni, and it's repeated, word for word, in Masechet Idiot. So that means that Rebbe is stressing that this is the right Stam Mishnah. Come on, man. I mean, istamadavka, mali chad stam, mali chad. This is cheap. This is cheap. I mean, if you're telling me that we mean a Stam Mishnah, what are we now counting up? I mean, obviously, if you find a Stam Mishnah has been used in two ways, then Rebbe is telling you, I don't mean this to be the definitive halacha. I mean, that's why sometimes we talk this way, sometimes we talk that way. Why are we going to start adding up the number of Stams? Or some learn that the main issue is, it's a repetitive Stam, it's not a different Mishnah. It's the same Mishnah, it's the same Mishnah in Idiot, it's the same Maaser Sheni, that counts double. Therefore, says the Gemara, no. That what Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, Amr Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Halacha k'Rebbi Meir Hoil Utzdan Bebechirta Kavata. You see?
It's not that, it's where it's
said. It's where it said, not that it's doubled. Remember that Masechet Diot is a list of all of the events that took place in the opening of the new era in Yavne, where they opened up the yeshiva, and Be'oto Hayom, which was the whole rebellion, right? Where Harani Kiben Shivim Shana. Yeah, the whole fight in the Beis HaMedrash. So they came and they were made now in Yavne to be Koveya the Halacha, to gather together all of the Eduyot, all of the testimony as to what the Halacha was. And this Mishnah appearing in that context is far more reliable to Stam Mishnah than anything else. Now what we do is we call Masechet Ediyot, we use a play of words, because Eduyot means testimony, but Idiot means the very best. Right? So as we call Bechirta means the best, the top.
The choice.
Because the way you talk about your choice land is that it's Idit. But Idit relates to Edut. So we have over here all of the Eduyot are said in this Masechta. We call this Masechta the tops. Bechirta. And that's Masechet Eduyot. And over here it's Stam. There's no Machloket. So therefore, if your Rebbe is Sotem, a Mishnah, Eduyot, there already you can rely on it 100%. And that's why we're saying that the Halacha is K'Rebbi Meir. Not because we haven't found some Stam Mishnah. K'Rebbi Yehuda. Toshma. Mo'alim becharatin vein mo'alim batikin. Rabbi Meir omer mo'alim af batikin. Shehaya Rabbi Meir omer mo'alim b'shiyarei alishka v'amai. Neima ho'el v'itnu le'nod l'fishalonit natura l'malachei asharit. Chomat ha'ir migdolotea m'shiyarei alishka atu ditzdan. Chomat ha'ir migdolotea v'chotzachei ha'ir ba'im m'shiyarei alishka. And says the Gemara, it's a mistake in gear. Salote me Rabbi Meir Elaim Rabbi Yehuda. Tashma de Tanya, I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Avnei Yerushalayim shenashru, mo'alim b'hem divrei Rabbi Meir. They're also lo teima Rabbi Meir, elaim Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda, the actual stones of Yerushalayim mi'mekatsha, v'atznan ki'imra, ki'dirim, ki'etzim, ki'ishim, ki'echa, ki'mizbeach, ki'Yerushalayim is all a neder, but Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, not true. Kol Omer Yerushalayim lo Omer klum. V'chitem shum de lo Omer ki Yerushalayim. V'tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol Omer ki Yerushalayim lo Omer klum. Ad sheyidor b'davar hakarev b'Yerushalayim. Well, shrei tanoi v'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Omer ulam ishpei devar pot. Omer haya Rabbi Meir. Hegdesh b'meizid mitchalel b'shogeg ein mitchalel. V'lo amru b'shogeg mitchalel elo le'inin korban bilvad. That makes no sense. Why are you bringing a korban? Elakiyata rovin parz v'shpei de bar poda. Omer haya Rabbi Meir hegdish b'meizin mitchalel b'shogeg ein mitchalel with money. V'lo omru b'shogeg mitchalel ala'inya achila, some type of consumption of hegdish. Omer v'dachlam ravada barava alakaka Rabbi Meir b'maaser ho v'satam lantana kavate. V'alok Rabbi Yehuda b'hegdish ho v'satam lantana kavate. What do I mean by Satam k'Rabbi Meir b'maser? Mahi? It's not. Kerem Ravoi, Beit Shammai, Omrim, Ein Lo Chomesh, Ein Lo Biur, Beit Yelam, Omrim, Yesh Lo. Beit Shammai Omrim, Yesh Lo Peret, V'yesh Lo Ololot, Ololot, Beit Hillel Omrim, no, Kulo Legat. So my time at Beit Hillel, clearly because Gamri Kodesh Kodesh, we Maser, just like Maser Sheni, Yesh Lo Chomesh, V'yesh Lo Biur, Av Kerem Levai, Yesh Lo Chomesh, V'yesh Lo Biur. Ubeit Shammai, Lo Gamri Kodesh Kodesh, we Maser. Now, the Beit Hillel who says Kemaser, Keman Svirlo, Ik Reb Yehuda, why would he have said Kulo Legat? I mean, Omer Maser Mamon Ed Yotu, in which case you should have to take off the Matanot La'aniyim, the Peret V'ololot. El Alavka Rabbi Meir, it's got to be Rabbi Meir, period. Okay. Where do we see a Stam Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Hegdash? It's not. Shilav B'yad Pikeah, V'nizkar Ad Shelo Yigia Yitzel HaChenvani, HaChenvani Ma'al L'Kishiyotzi. Why? Because the Shliach and the Mishaleach, they were doing it b'mezit. So the Chenvani was doing b'shogei, but that's precisely Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Why do you say only like Rabbi Meir b'maaser, Rabbi Yehuda b'maaser milo tnan? How about this? Atnan apodem maaser sheni shalom, mosif lav chamishito, and that's whether he actually mishalo, or whether somebody gave it to him as a gift. Benjini tnan b'matana, namani, even like Rabbi Meir, there's no such thing as a gift. Bimot yodem matana, homer maaser mamon gavo, well, lav Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's lolem Rabbi Meir. Doesn't mean he gave him the maaser as a gift. It's talking about that he gave him the tevel as a gift. Toshma, hapoden neta ravai shelo, mosif alav chamishito, ben mishelo, ben shenitan lo matana. Now, what are you going to say over here? Money. Minilem Rabbi Meir, mimotzi yoivai, hagamri kodesh kodesh bimaser. So how did he get all of this neta ravai? El alav Rabbi Yehuda. No, it could be Rabbi Meir. And it's talking about before it became Neter Avoy, meaning it was immature. So Akamai is getting on to Yoav Kishu Samadar, obviously to look Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi, Yod Samadar itself, is also Rabbi Neshu Pri. Toshma, Mashach imenu ma'aser b'sela, v'lo yispik livdoto ad sh'amad b'shtayim, noten just a sela, and now he got himself a prophet of a sela, and it's his, ma'aser sheni shalom, z'mani, ilay mi Rabbi Meir, amai mistaker b'sela, v'natana takesef akam lo, amir achmona. And this is basically Hegdash. El alav Rabbi Yehuda. Well, you're right, it is Rabbi Yehuda. Baruch echot stama v'ach atrei stami. What do you mean? I mean, if stoma is dafka, what's the difference? How many stomas? Mali chot stoma, mali trei stomi. Omrim nachum bar yitzchak. The point is that halachak Rabbi Meir hol utznan bevechirta kavate, and Rabbi repeated this in Masechet Idiot.